hello everybody and welcome back to yet another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined by my side as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
Today we're going to be exploring an area of trivia that is kind of similar to a couple things that we've done, but also quite new. We're really excited to bring you brain trivia today. So that's pretty cool. Our brains are amazing machines. Do you know a lot about the brain, lad?
The amygdala.
All right.
It's a part of the brain.
He responds with a word yes. That is true. That is a part of the brain. Now, as we get started, we just wanted to take a moment to let you know that this is trivia in three different rounds. The first round is pretty simple questions that most people in the car at home are going to be able to answer. And then as the next rounds of five questions go on, the questions get harder. So this very first round is our easiest questions. We call this round
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. So jumping right into brain trivia, Trivia Tots. Question one. What is it called when your body moves automatically, like when your knee kicks after being tapped?
A reflex.
A reflex is correct. I'm kind of freaked out by reflexes. They make you do things that you don't necessarily want to do all the time.
Yeah.
Like if your knee is tapped. Or sometimes if you hit your elbow the right way. Or there's another reflex that really bothers me. This one really bothers me. It's a reflex they do with babies, is when they scrape the bottom of their foot. And when you do that, it makes their toes fan out. That's like a reflex. Also in babies too, if you put your hand or your thumb or your finger in the middle of the palm of their hand, they'll grasp it. That's a pretty common reflex too. Isn't that neat?
Yeah. Want to know a reflex that always happens to me when I get jump scared?
What's that?
My knees get wobbly and then I fall over.
That is true. I've seen that. Question number two. What kind of memory do you use to remember something for just a few seconds?
Short-term memory.
Short-term memory is correct. So generally speaking, our short-term memory can hold about 7 items at a time. I feel like I can only remember like 2.
Same.
My short-term memory is not nearly as good as, say, the mom's. Mom has an amazing memory. I think her short-term memory is like 86 items all at once.
Mine's like 2¾.
But you have a pretty good, I would say, like medium memory, where you're like, you remember a lot of stuff that I forget on a regular basis. Like it just kind of random things that you're
and
really
long-term
good at.
Memory.
Yep. Yep.
But not short.
Question number three. Which sense is most strongly linked to memories?
The nervous system?
You're thinking about it too hard. Which sense? What kind of sense do you, it's like senses do you have?
Sight?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's either sight or smell or taste or touch or
hearing.
Yeah. Thank you. The sense that is most strongly linked to memories, you said?
Sight.
Sight is smell. Believe it or not, smell is one of the most strongly linked senses to memories right off the bat.
Right off the bat.
Yeah, like if you listen to, or if you smell something, that'll trigger memories faster than anything else. Isn't that weird?
Oh.
But like think about it, like grandma's pasta. Do you think that you could pick that smell out?
I mean, we did just have it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm saying it. Like grandma's pesto. you smelled it and you're like, that's grandma's.
Yep.
Yep. Do you just tell it is that? Yep.
And it's true. You listen, like you smell like freshly baked cookies or other, and smells can bring you back to a very specific place the last time you smelled something. It's pretty wild. Question number 4. What's the name for a picture that tricks your eyes into seeing something that isn't really there?
Imagination.
Not quite. Not exactly what we're looking for. So it's an actual picture, but it's meant to trick your eyes into seeing something that's not really there. Do you know what that's called?
No.
The answer we're looking for is an optical illusion. Do you ever see that picture of the staircase that looks like it never ends? That like triangle staircase that just looks like it keeps going up, both up and down at the same time?
Yeah.
Like that's an optical illusion. Way it's designed, it tricks your eyes into seeing something that's not really there. Like we know that that's not an infinite staircase, but it looks like it is. Question 5. Similar to that of a globe, the brain is divided into two halves that are called blank.
Left brain, right brain?
Oh, that's a great guess. Now, I don't know how much globe work you've done or maybe map work that you've done in school, but we divide the world up into halves or sometimes in quarters, depending on which half you're looking at. But the brain is also divided into what's called hemispheres. So left and right, you were actually pretty close.
Left and right brain.
Yeah, the right brains. Yep. They talk about that. But yeah, the way that we'd actually divide the brain in half is called hemispheres. And that's going to do it for the tater tot round. I love tater tots.
So good.
That's going to do it for the trivia tot round. Emmett's doing great. And hopefully you at home or in the car are doing just as well. But now the questions are going to get a little more difficult. Ratcheting up one level of difficulty, we call these questions
the mind movers.
The mind movers. So here we go. Question number 6. 60% of your brain is made up of this substance.
Water.
Water is a fantastic guess. Incorrect. The answer is fat. Isn't that wild? It's kind of weird to think of it, but yes, the brain is the fattiest organ of your entire body. 60% of your brain is fat.
And that stores your conscious.
Yep.
So your memory.
Stores basically everything. Yeah. Everything that makes you
made of
you.
Fat.
And it's mostly fat.
That's hard to think about.
I think that's why I'm so smart. I made a joke. You're supposed to laugh.
I don't get it.
You don't get it. Never mind. All right. Question number 7. The brain is made up of billions of nerve cells called blank that send information.
Neurons?
Neurons is correct. Very nice.
By the way, when you said neurons is correct, I dabbed.
He did dab. It was a little weird. Neurons send information from the brain to muscles in about 100 milliseconds. So that information is sent in about 100 milliseconds. That's super fast. Like, I think I read somewhere that, like, the information travels at like 350 miles an hour between your brain and your muscles.
Oh.
Pretty crazy stuff.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Question number 8. What is the term for when many people remember an event or a detail incorrectly, like thinking the Monopoly man has a monocle.
The Mandela effect.
The Mandela effect is correct. This is one of the most interesting things I think I've ever come across. And it's totally true. So the Mandela effect is like when everybody remembers something to be one way, but it actually isn't that way. Do you know of any off the top of your head?
The stupid name Berenstain.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. So a lot of us read the books when we were kids called the, we always called it the Berenstain Bears, right? Or the Berenstain Bears, whatever you want to look at it. But if you look at the spelling, it's not Baron, S-T-E-I-N. It's Berenstain, S-T-A-I-N. And no one remembers that.
Because no one cares.
But it is. If you go look at the book, it's Berenstain Bears. No one would have thought. A couple other famous ones are the famous hot dogs are Oscar Mayer. Not Oscar Mayer. A lot of people think it's M-E-Y-E-R, but it's actually O-S-C-A-R-M-A-Y-E-R. Oscar Mayer. And then finally, well, not finally, there's two more. You know that like spray you use to make the air smell better? It's called Febreze.
Yeah.
Do you know how Febreze is spelled?
F-E-B-R-E-Z-E.
E-E-Z-E. Like a breeze, right? That's incorrect. Now, I think they actually missed out on a very, very good marketing idea to call it F-E-B-R-E-E-Z-E, like a breeze. But it's F-E-B-R-E-Z-E.
That's stupid.
That's like Fabreze. But yeah, and then one of my favorites, Star Wars. Everyone says that Vader says, Luke,
I am your father. I'm your father.
Yes, it says no. I am your father. It's not nearly as powerful as Luke. I am your father. But everyone says Luke. I don't know where that came from. If you go watch the movie, it is not in there. Another one from Star Wars is C-3PO has a silver leg. A lot of people don't remember that. If you go look at pictures of it, yeah, C-3PO is gold and he has one silver leg.
Oh yeah.
All right, moving on to question number 9. The average person experiences 4 to 7 of these a day, and they are a combination of your imagination alongside several different physical conditions.
I don't know. Is it a brain fart?
A brain fart. I feel like I have more than 4 to 7 of those a day.
I think I have 37.
The average person experiences 4 to 7 dreams a day. And by a day, like basically when you sleep at night. I kind of led you astray by saying a day. But yes, because I think if I said at night, you would have given it away. But yeah, roughly every person dreams roughly 4 to 7 dreams a night. You just might not remember most of them. But they have all kinds of different, like they combine your imagination, but with different other combinations of physical things, like how hot and cold you are will influence your dreams. If you're hungry or if you ate specific types of food or other things like that, how much stress you're under will influence your dreams.
Painful things in dreams.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I've also like, I've like eaten things in my dreams and I've woken up to me like chewing. I'm not chewing on anything, but I'm eating something in my dream.
Kinda the worst weird. One is when you wet your pants and you think you're going to the bathroom in the dream.
In your dream, but you're actually going to the bathroom in real life, which is not good.
Yeah.
I think that's happened to everyone. Yep.
You did it in a hotel once.
Yep. Thanks for that.
You embarrass me all the time. Now it's your turn.
Oh, boy. All right, moving right along. Question 10. What is the main part of the brain that helps create new memories?
The amygdala. I don't know.
Oh, good guess. That is a part of the brain. The part of the brain we're looking for is the hippocampus. The hippocampus is one of the main parts of the brain that helps create new memories.
That's a mythical creature from Harry Potter.
It probably is.
No, Greek mythology.
In Greek mythology, yeah. And maybe that's why they call it that. And that's going to do it for the mind mover round brain trivia. 10 questions in. Emmett's doing pretty well. Some of these got tough. But now, folks, brace yourselves because we're about to get the most difficult questions we can come up with for brain trivia. So put on your hip waders, double knot your shoes, pull up your socks, put on a headband to keep your hair out of your face, braid your hair, put in your mouth guard, buckle your seatbelt, because we're about to enter
the brain busters.
The brain busters. So here we go. Question 11. Which wrinkly outer layer of the brain handles thinking, planning, and memory?
Isn't the whole thing wrinkly?
No, not right.
I do not know.
He does not know. The cerebral cortex is the answer we're going for. That is the outer layer of the brain that it's kind of wrinkly. It's funny. If you took your entire cerebral cortex and you flattened it out, it would be about the size of a large pizza. isn't that weird to think of? Like if you ran your brain over with a steamroller, it would be about the size of a large pizza.
What about an Italian pizza?
I don't know what that means.
Those big, long square ones. You have to be like Albert Einstein.
That'd be a big brain. Question 12. The human head weighs 8 pounds is an iconic line spoken by child actor Jonathan Lipnicki in this famous Tom Cruise movie.
There's too many Tom Cruise movies.
It's one of his famous.
Mission Impossible.
Oh, that's a great guess. That is incorrect. The human head weighs 8 pounds is spoken in the movie Jerry Maguire. I don't think you've seen Jerry Maguire yet. It's kind of almost a little bit of a rom-com, a romantic comedy.
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, it's a great movie though. Like there's another line in the movie that they say, "You had me at hello." It's a really famous line in a movie, but I like "the human head weighs 8 pounds." It's a better line, I think, than that whole lovey-dovey "you had me at hello" nonsense.
The human head is 8 pounds. Wrong.
Well, and the brain accounts for about 3 of those pounds. Question number 13. Your brain isn't fully formed until you reach this age as an adult, roughly, give or take.
I don't know.
Take a guess. Give me an age.
64.
64. Takes 64 years for your brain to develop. Well, that'd be a long time. Answer... 21. The answer, yeah, that's a much closer guess. The answer we're looking for is 25. So your brain is still developing all the way up until you're 25 years old. And it's kind of interesting because the brain develops from the back to the front. And so some of the last parts to develop are the frontal lobes of your brain. And that is the area that makes planning and reasoning decisions. Which is why teenagers can't plan anything. They don't know what they're doing because their frontal lobes are still not completed.
I can't plan anything.
Yeah. And you're not supposed to be able to.
I can only plan where
yet.
I'm going to be dropping in Fortnite. And usually it's a really bad drop spot.
See, maybe when you turn 25, you'll be better. Question number 14. The medical condition of sphenopalatine ganglioneurological. Nope, I'm going to say that again. I'm going to give this a shot. Question 14. The medical condition of sphenopalatine ganglion neuralgia occurs when arteries in the back of the throat become too cold. This can... All right, I'm going to say this whole thing one more time. Here we go. Question 14. The medical condition of sphenopalatine ganglion neuralgia occurs when arteries in the back of the throat become too cold. This condition is more commonly known as blank.
Bronchitis.
Oh, bronchitis. That's a good guess. That is a medical condition. That's more of your lungs. But sphenopalatine ganglion neuralgia, that's pretty close.
Sphenopalatine ganglioneuralgia?
Ganglion neuralgia. I think that's how you say that word. Is also known as an ice cream headache. So ice cream headaches are your brain like sending a warning signal to the rest of your body saying, hey, what you're eating is too cold and you got to knock it off. So you got to take a break from it for a little bit.
I don't care. I put my tongue on the roof of my mouth and keep going.
That does help sometimes if you press the tongue to the roof of your mouth for an ice cream headache. And finally, question number 15. What's it called when your brain fills in missing information in a picture, making you think you see the whole shape?
I don't know.
He does not know. The answer we're looking for is closure. That's called closure. When there's a gap and your brain fills in the gap. I think there's a very similar idea when it's actually kind of funny. If as long as the first letter of a word and the last letter of a word are in the correct place and all of the other letters are scrambled up in the word, most of the time your brain can figure that out. And you can write whole sentences like that where like every word is misspelled wrong. But as long as you have the front letter, the last letter, and all the other letters are present, your brain can like unscramble them and read them really quickly.
Oh.
It's kind of crazy. And that's going to do it for brain trivia. Emmett did a fantastic job. Some of those questions got pretty difficult, and this was a pretty high-level thinking one. Who would have thought, you know, brain trivia, high level. But hopefully you at home or in the car did really just as well as Emmett did. If you really enjoyed this episode, we would urge you to leave us a 5-star review and leave us a comment on whatever app you're listening on. It could be Spotify or Apple. 5-star reviews and comments help us to find other trivia-loving families just like you that would love to hear the episodes. And before we sign off, Lad, do you have any information or anything, any closing thoughts that you would like to use your brain for before we head out?
Sphenity ganglion neuralgia?
Sphenopalatine ganglion neuralgia.
Sphenotine. Is that it?
No.
The dumbest word on earth.
All right. Thank you for those final thoughts, Lad. We just wanted to say thank you so much for listening each and every week, and we hope you join us next time. See you later.
Alligators, that the big word that I cannot pronounce, should actually be called arteries are too cold neuralgia.
All right.